This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, and we are live from Oxnard, California for 2025 Dallas Cowboys training camp, brought to you by the on-time experts Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, tank top Corey Majors, and of course, holding it down for us in the Metroplex, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to camp. Sort of, and how we doing today?
Kevin, if there's one thing that you can say about me is you can never question my commitment to a bit, right?
Fact.
You've known me for a long time, and you know I like bits anyway. I think bits are fantastic.
True.
But the whole tank top thing, did you think that I would have one on today?
No.
Did you think Corey's going to wear one to camp?
Absolutely not.
And here we are.
But better judgment be damned.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what that means,
kidding.
But I
like
it.
We made it through Mike wearing Chiefs gear up to training camp.
I'm a little concerned.
I think we're going to be fine.
You think Steve and Jerry walk by and they go, you know what? I want one, too. We're going Tank Top Tuesday every Tuesday.
No.
Okay.
What I learned from the presser yesterday, among many other things, is they do not learn football lessons.
Okay.
So we're going to start with Cowboys questions that matter now that we've made it to Oxnard. And the practices are beginning today, right during our crosstalk with the G-Bag Nation. First Dallas Cowboys practice will kick off. Now, I'm going to open this question up to you, Corey, to Alec, to the people, 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel text line or the Twitch or the YouTube. So my first question, we're just kind of making this one up, but I think it's applicable. Are you guys excited, and is the fan base excited now that training camp is here? Because I get, and like, Alec, I really want your insight as well, and I want the people's insight, because like, I know we're here, and that can make it easier, because you can just walk, like, we're literally right at the practice fields, and you can just walk out there and see practice and everything like that. But for people who are back in the Metroplex or listening from anywhere across the globe that aren't going to be at Cowboys training camp, do you get jazzed up for yesterday or for this day in particular?
I think you know particular about me that this has always been my dream.
Yep.
I love coming out to camp. I don't care if they're hitting each other in full pads every day or if they're in shorts. I've always this experience of it all. And I think the information you can get, the stories you can get from behind the scenes, talking to some players here and there, you get some interesting tidbits for what I think you can use during the season. You know, this is the begin. Oh, this is going to sound so cheesy. This is the beginning of a journey, and this journey will last until just after January, hopefully longer. But you know, it lasts that long, and over that time, you're going to be able to see, did Javonte Williams, when he said this at the beginning of camp when we talked to him, did he accomplish that by the middle of the season? Or did this actually come to fruition? So those are the things that I get really pumped up for, is kind of hearing what these guys want to do and then tracking that through the season to see how that goes. But yeah, man, football season's back. And that's for me, like, this is where it all starts rolling right now. So yes, Kevin, I'm very excited for this part of it and looking forward to first preseason games, getting those out of the way, seeing how some of these other guys perform and who's going to fit where and what this team needs more of.
Alec, what about you?
It's a little bit tougher now that I'm kind of in the thick of it. It gets a little bit chaotic working all of it, but it's still exciting. The preface of it definitely is, because we actually get to put some of these theories that we've been talking about for weeks and weeks and weeks into action. We actually get to see results. We get to see some of this happen, you know, for me on film, because, you know, everything's been hypothetical. Everything's been theoretical. And it gets so boring for me after about a month of just what if, what if, what if. I get to actually see video of this, and I get to hear quotes about it and read quotes about it. So, like, I'm just glad that this is reality now, and it's not just the hypotheticals. We're done with the Mount Rushmore conversations and blah, blah, blah. Like, let's talk about some real football. It's finally here.
Hey, at 12:20, I do still have one more fictitious conversation for you, but I get your point nonetheless.
I always used to, before I got into this business, Kevin, I was working IT, and I was reading everything that Mickey and Nick Eatman and Rob Phillips were posting. Like, that was my outlet. Was that, and whatever Randy Galloway was writing and whatnot, that was what my connection to out here. Listening to Bill Parcells on those press conferences, crunching on his ice, and being like, why doesn't he just stop chewing the ice?
Yeah.
You know, but the thing about all of that was, I was a person that was going through my life there in Dallas, and the people, I was envying the people that were able to deliver the stories to me. And that's why I was like, that's what I want to do now. I want to go deliver the stories. I want to bring camp to everybody's house or their office, wherever they are. I want to bring that to them so they can get a little bit of an experience. Try and give them the best information I can along the way.
Yeah, you know, and that's, like, I think that's where I am, because I see people that are texting in that are not excited because, like, for example, they don't think the team is going to be good. From the 806, I'm excited, but I want it to be about football. I'm tired of Jerry and the BS that come with it. I want football. And then from the 817, last year was the last time in my life it felt hopeless. I just don't care about the Cowboys right now. And I get that from the perspective of, like, either A, you just want the football and not all the drama. Unfortunately, we've all picked the wrong team, unfortunately, for that, it would appear. But I'm with you.
Didn't
on that.
Jerry say that yesterday? Oh, he was like, no, that's all football.
Yeah, absolutely. And then for the other part, if you just don't think the team's going to be good, obviously, who am I to argue with that? You look at last year's record, or you can look at the last three decades of lack of playoff success. But the thing that I like about training camp, and I know it's not the same way it used to be, two-a-days, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's rock on. I get you. But what you do have the possibility of seeing out here, and what I think that we'll do a good job, not just us, the entire station, will do a good job of presenting things that you see that could translate. I thought of three immediate examples, two that worked out, one that definitely did not. So back in 2014... they had the joint practice, the Cowboys did, and Khalil Mack was lining up against Tyron Smith, and he just dusted Tyron Smith in the first play, and we were both like, holy crap.
Holy go.
And then Tyron Smith got really mad and, like, slammed into the grass.
He said run it back,
again.
Run it again.
And he shut him down. But, like, Tyron Smith by that point had already been established very quickly as, like, a dominant player. And I know Khalil Mack was a high draft pick, but there were questions about the school he came from.
He one-hand palm slammed him into the ground,
oh,
by
yeah.
the way. The next play, he grabs him with his left hand, picks him up off the ground in his chest, and just and says, all right, next play, let's go.
And you saw right from there that Khalil Mack was going to be really good. We saw last year, we tried to tell everybody that Zeke looked slow as all get out. And so when they were like, we already know what Zeke can do, he's best shape of his life, blah, blah, blah. We're like, no, we saw it in training camp. He looked slow, slow, slow. But then the one that didn't work out the way I thought it would is the last several years, back-to-back seasons, we saw Dak Prescott and Brandon Cooks just connect unbelievably in training camp. And I definitely was like, you watch out. This is going to be great. And it didn't translate to the regular season. But that's one of the things I like, is some things you see that you think will translate to the regular season, then they don't. And then there's other things that you catch before anybody, and you're like, I'm telling you.
I knew this was going to work.
Exactly.
The thing I'm interested in there is, Kevin, those two never played a preseason game together. Like, we saw them do it out here on the field all the time.
Yeah.
But then they never did it in a preseason game, and I don't know if that's changing. So
Probably not, right?
The Pickens-Dak connection, will that be better because they work together out here so much, or will they get some preseason action together? Probably not, but that's the thing that I want to see that. And they're like, no, we can't risk the injury. And I get that. I totally get the we can't risk the injury. And, you know, across the league it's like that. And a lot of different teams. Some teams are like, no, we're going to run them out there. Some teams are not. But you're right. We do get to see, man, now Dak was dotting that early, or he didn't look great. Remember the year that he didn't look great and we were like, oh, no, this is bad. And then he came out of the gates firing. We were like, what happened? What was the difference? It's like watching a preseason baseball guy and you're like, he's hitting great here. Why is he not hitting great here? Or he was in a slump and now he's hitting home runs.
I continually think back to the last couple of years of Tony Romo, and we've talked about this on air before, watching him walk up the steps.
Right there. Right next to our tent.
To his second floor room. You're like, there's no way that guy is going to make it through a football season.
Yeah, and it was the slowest.
Unfortunately, he didn't.
It was one step at a time, each foot. You know, and we were like, I was like, Kevin, dude, I don't know. And then he didn't. And like, these are the little things, man. And then you also get to see some. There are some moments you want health. You want health out here
for sure.
Those are the times where you're like, oh no, is he done? Like you see a guy pull up, and you're like, oh no. But that is part of camp, and hopefully these guys ramp up the right way.
Now, I have other questions that go along with that. By the way, I just wanted to address this one, and this is always complicated for me to figure out as well. From the 901, it's because in practice and in training camp, they're only playing against air. Everyone looks good against air. The problem is they suck when they play against other NFL talent. That's just not accurate.
Well, the other thing, too, on the Brandon Cooks Dak thing, they didn't even draw the plays up.
Yeah.
Like, they never even ran the plays that we saw. Like, we were asking McCarthy, you saw this.
Yeah.
Why have you not run that play yet?
Yeah. And, like, I don't think that's entirely accurate. Like, when it gets to the playoffs, they don't win. That's a fact. But you see them against other NFL caliber players in terms of the rest of the team, and it can give you good insight into, I don't know, Kalen Carson's having a rough go. You know what I'm saying? Or you're like, oh man, Jalen Tolbert, well, maybe it works hand in hand, is really doing this or really doing that. It doesn't always translate, but you can get a good idea of who looks maybe better than you thought or worse than you thought, even in the intra-squads. But that's one of the great things about the joint practice as well, is because, like we already used the example about Khalil and Tyron, is you can tell.
Aaron Donald and Zach Martin. Yes, we got to see that.
You can tell when players are really trying in those team practices versus we're just D-ing around and having some fun out here.
And see, okay, let's go to this now. Let's go to this part of this conversation. We got a little bit of time. Jerry yesterday spent how much time talking about leadership from Micah and leadership from Diggs. And, the you know, look, all these guys, I guess for Schottenheimer, he's like, y'all got to if I'm Schottenheimer, I'm telling all the guys, you need to prove to me who your leaders are. You might have some surprises. You know, some of you guys that think you're leaders right now might not be by the end of this camp. I would definitely have that. Y'all got to. This is the time to show it. But Kevin, how many years that was I out here going, man, Micah didn't even participate in that drill.
Yeah.
And what do we hear? Man, he's just wired differently.
Right.
Well, is Micah going to participate in all those drills? Hey, every rep counts. You know, are you going to be that kind of a leader where you're just like, no, we have to do all these little things, these little details to make sure we're ready for the season? Or are you like, man, I don't have to do that. I'm too good.
See, okay.
And that's just something that I'm hoping to, you know, those leadership steps are important.
Now, I wanted to bring this up because I have seen this kind of like example a lot. And I'm going to see if I can change the example just a little bit. For the 817, being a Cowboys fan is like being in a toxic relationship. She keeps cheating on you, but you can't leave because she's hot. All right, I get that. Now, I'm going to use the example of the Cowboys are at times kind of like an up and down, potentially sometimes negligent parent. Because at least with the relationship, and I get that analogy, it's a good one. I think I would feel more justified in leaving as opposed to like turning my back on my mom. And that's what I feel like. The Cowboys have been there my entire life. Now, first of all, my mom is great. All right. I love my mom. She's won many Super Bowls more recently.
Nurtured you along the way.
Exactly. Exactly. She's still winning Super Bowls.
But then you got old
day.
Enough to get out on your own and she's still there for you.
She's still great. And so like, but I think of the Cowboys as like kind of a deadbeat parent at times. It's like they're there. They show up once in a while. But like when you really need them, they're not there. But it's tough because they're, you know, maybe they birth your sports fandom or whatever the case might be. And you have a hard time just moving on and giving up from them. But maybe you should just move on and you can, like, choose your own family. But then there are other people like, you don't get to choose your own family. You were born here in the Metroplex and you love the Cowboys even when they're no good.
Every once in a while they show up with a PS5.
And you're like,
they're like, do you want us to help you plug it in? And you're like, no, Rocco will help me. And he's like, who's Rocco? And you're like, oh, and then you, is that kind of the feeling?
I mean, kind of. Okay. Or they're playing Madden with you, and it's going great. And then the divisional round starts, and you're like, I got to go.
What? But we were having a great time.
Exactly.
What are you doing right now? Why are you leaving me?
By the way, can I ask you one more Cowboys question that matters? Because I had a whole bunch of other ones.
I mean, we got to hurry up before this weekend.
How good do you think Tyler Booker will play as a rookie? Because we've had a lot of discussion about if. All right, so before first practice even gets going, you have to answer it right now. How good will Tyler Booker play as a rookie?
I think he could be not all pro. I think he could be a pro bowler. I think he could be a pro bowler, Kevin.
Okay.
And that says a lot. Considering the shoes he's filling, I don't think he thinks about that though. Do you? You think he thinks I have to fill Zach Martin's shoes?
He might have at first, but probably not.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
If anything, the way he talks, it's like I get to fill Zach Martin's shoes. Like, yeah. Doesn't it feel that way?
I could see that.
I want to see the power. I want to see the strength and some of the mobility that we hear he actually has that people say he doesn't. I'm interested to see if he has that mobility, but the raw power. I want to see that. I think he's going to be very good this year for us, Kevin. I think I feel a lot more confident going with him than I did with Tyler Guyton last year at tackle. I think I told you all year last year, prepare, he's raw, not a lot of play. I kept telling people, just be ready, But he's going to be, at some point, he's going to be good. I'm hoping Guyton's better this year.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, hopefully this won't come up a lot. I love the company, but the injury report, which hopefully we won't have to lean on a lot. It is, however, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. They've got you covered when the hits keep coming. Coming up next, we will talk for the first time this season with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Oxnard for Dallas Cowboys training camp. And right now, feel the pressure on the hot seat, the Wild Fork Food hot seat, WildForkFoods.com. Elite game day grilling favorites. We bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
I feel like I'm with my long lost friends.
There you go. You know, it's funny that you say that because I saw a post with your long lost friends at CJ's Southern Barbecue.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, Kevin was like, should we go try this place?
Oh,
I was like,
yes.
I think we need to.
Okay, give us a breakdown if you can about it.
Brad and I usually do this the first day of training camp. Well, we did it the second day. And we over-ordered.
Okay. So you have fridges in your room, hopefully?
Yes, we do.
Okay, good.
We got the small size of gumbo, which is, like, unbelievably good.
Yeah.
Right? And it's really authentic. CJ's from Macomb, Mississippi.
Okay.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So that was, like, would have been enough for dinner.
Right.
Okay. And this was the small one. You can get a quart, too, by the way. And then I ordered two meat barbecue dish. So I got tri-tip and pulled pork. I ate half of the gumbo. I ate one of the meats. And then there's two sides. Black-eyed peas and collard greens.
Oh, my gosh.
And Brad went back and got a thing of cornbread. I'm going, what are you going to do with that? He goes, I'm taking it to my room.
Okay. Yeah.
And then CJ came out and talked with us, and he remembered us because we usually go there. He's not always there. But it's on Victoria, and it is the best.
That's awesome.
Kevin, I don't know if you heard, but it did sound like Mickey's a little jealous that he didn't hop in on Tank Top Tuesday already. He was like, I got a cut-off shirt over here.
Yeah, one of my bike shirts, you know, is yellow so people can see me. It's sleeveless. I usually wear something underneath because it's cold here.
Yeah.
I just took it off. If I had known, I'd have left it on.
Yeah, so we got a couple more Tank Top Tuesdays rolling, so maybe next week we can get that rocking.
See if I can remember that.
Did you anticipate the plethora of
Mike? Yes.
Okay. Because, like, I know Patrick Walker said something about it. Brad said something about it. Like, I have a football question. And so I was kind of curious, like, where do you fall in terms of are Micah contract questions football questions? Or do you think football questions are all, like, on the field?
Well, I think that it's sort of the news of training camp.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there, and I was looking at my watch, and I'm going, we're getting close to an hour.
Yeah.
Enough's enough.
Yeah.
Right? How much more can you ask? Yeah. And the one question, actually two questions. One is, how much is Micah asking for?
Yeah.
Nobody knows the answer.
Everybody's saying the Cowboys are dragging their feet, mm-hmm. right? Well, what if he's asking for $50 million a year? Because if I was his agent, that's what I'm asking for.
Yeah.
Because I know what the bottom line is is $41 million, right? Well, you can settle for that, but I'm going to ask for 50. Who knows? They might give me 45.
Right.
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 No one asked. And they wouldn't tell you.
Sure.
Right. And the agent's not saying anything because normally by now they've leaked something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Hey, by the way, you know, between us, but if you want to use it, I've dealt with agents before, all right? And I always felt like afterwards I had to go take a shower.
Ooh.
Because you had to give a little to get a little.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other question is how badly do you want to sign him to an extension?
Yeah.
They don't have to.
Right.
Everybody forgets he's under contract.
Right.
$24 million guaranteed.
Yeah. Look, and the biggest thing that I've always talked about, and I know long term this doesn't necessarily help it, but if you feel like it's a player who's definitely going to be here, the one thing I like about the extension is then you can play around with the money, whereas the first year option is absolutely 24.007
and you can't,
or whatever.
Yeah, you can't
exactly
prorate it or anything.
Exactly.
And that's what they would like to do, right?
For
sure. Because you pay them a signing bonus, and then you prorate it over 4 years or however long the contract is, and you lower his cap hit for this year.
Absolutely.
Right? But at this point, they've already absorbed the $24 million.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then from a player standpoint, do you want your signing bonus, what do you think? 30, 40 million at least?
Yeah.
You want to put it in the bank tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or do you want to wait all this time and possibly have to play for 24 million and you get paid 1/18th of that every week for 18 weeks?
Right.
So, and you have no security because what if you get hurt?
Yeah.
And you, and then they say, well, we're not going to franchise you. You can be a free agent. It almost happened to Dak, remember?
Yeah.
When he tore up his leg, ankle. He was going to bet on himself, on the franchise tag. Then he got hurt.
Does it hurt, just your opinion, and I'll tip my hand, this is my opinion. I think it has hurt the Cowboys that when that happened to Dak and what happened to, like, Michael Gallup, for example, they still got paid anyway. Even though they were coming off injury.
Right, they did.
So I wonder if Micah's like, oh, I get hurt, maybe I still get paid anyway.
But you got to figure out what they think about you.
Yeah.
Right?
What do they think about
him? Well, you keep hearing about leadership,
yeah,
right?
That's what I was going to ask is, he's been with them this long. They've seen him, and now they're still saying, you got to show us leadership. Has he not ever shown that before?
For 2 months.
Okay.
You know, because...
Now, what type of leader does he seem to be when you see him around?
Well, here's the deal. Leadership sometimes is, you don't have to get up on a pedestal
and make speeches.
But how about this?
The guys in a room choose who they want to follow by the things they see.
How about this? So this year, the first day they did off-season weight and conditioning or training, whatever it was, they had a crawfish boil.
Okay.
Authentic. And they had the long table about 30 yards long and dumped all the crawfish on there.
Matt Pittman from Meat Church.
And that was, yes, it was.
Our guy Matt.
And everybody's out there together eating crawfish. There was no number 11 out there.
Huh.
So if you want, and to me, it's not as much as a leader as a teammate, right? And you're the guy, so you should be out there. Even if you don't eat crawfish or don't like crawfish, hang out with the guys, right?
I gotcha.
And that's something I rarely see him do that the previous 3 years. In the locker room, he's kind of by himself all the time, if he's sitting at his locker.
Yeah.
Now, this year, he's in there playing ping pong, right? So he was showing some signs of... not being like lead, but just being
connected.
One of the guys,
right?
And so it was funny because we did a podcast last night, and I think it was for a promo for a fire pit, and we were going to roast marshmallows.
Okay,
But anyway, one of the things came up was that Micah had taken Mozzie Smith under his wing to try to bring him along, and, you know, and I said, yeah, it was self-serving, because if Mozzie plays better, Micah gets more sacks.
That is true.
So I promise this is...
So he needs to work with the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, right?
Some guys on the offensive side.
I promise this isn't a sarcastic question. I really mean it like this. What about the idea, or do you buy into the idea of, I don't need to be a leader off the field, I'm a leader on the field. Like, what do you think about that concept? Because you might think I'm off on this. That kind of seems to be what Micah thinks. And he's like, no, I lead on the field with my play, and that's what matters.
And that was one of the things someone brought up last night.
Yeah.
That if he's playing well, everybody else is saying, oh, okay, I got to raise my level.
Right.
Or I'm going to follow that guy because he's playing so well. And that's fine, because if you look back in the day, Michael Irvin was the leader in the locker room. He was the leader off campus.
Yeah.
When they got on the field, it was all Troy Aikman. He was the guy.
Okay.
You know.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, now, Michael, you know, as flamboyant he was, he didn't dare go into the huddle and tell Troy what to do or say, hey,
yeah,
give me the ball, right? It was like, hey, whatever eight ball wants, that's what we do. And that's when Troy led. It was in the game, on the field.
That seems to be something, though, that Michael learned at a very young age about the game and
right,
like how important it is for everybody to acquiesce to that quarterback. It seemed like that was something that,
oh,
and I think guys learn this all the time at a young age.
And he did. And Troy was the guy in practice where if somebody screwed up a play or false started, he'd spike the ball
right
at the hike. He just, and you can tell, okay, he's pissed,
mm-hmm,
right?
And you didn't want to be on that side.
No, yeah, you didn't.
He's going to have to go walk around for a second.
So there's different ways, yeah, this leadership thing. But it comes down to if you're going to spend big bucks like that, then you want that guy engaged, right? You want him, you know, with the guys as much as possible, not just to be somewhat of a prima donna. And I don't need to go on and on about this, but like in practice last year, there was a lot of times where they do that opening stretch and the linemen are here, the linebackers are, you know, they're by position.
Sure.
And then off to the side is Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs doing right, their own thing.
Right.
And it's like, oh, are you part of this or not?
We've kind of talked about that quite a bit, I feel like, with the Rangers and Corey Seager in particular, as they found themselves in a similar conundrum.
I mean, it's like, be with the team.
Yeah.
So, I think there's things there that, you know, probably annoy them. I guarantee you that you can tell they are annoyed with Diggs.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
for
what
sure.
It sounds like.
It felt like Karen Steele kind of fell in that. Up here. So I had a question about that. I understand that he's telling the truth, or probably telling the truth, but also Jerry knows how the media goes. Do you ever think Jerry kind of shoots himself in the foot a little bit when he's like, I don't meet with the agents. I don't have time for that. Like, he knows how this works. Why not just be like, oh, yeah, no, we've met with all of the relevant people. So you can just skip through all of the rest of it.
But he's being probably truthful.
You're right. I don't disagree
with
that.
Because he's got guys that take care of that. And then in the end, he's got to sign off.
Yeah.
So he's not usually doing all in the – I mean, you heard Stephen jump in right away,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
I hadn't talked to him. And, you know, Adam is the guy that is the savant on numbers, salary cap.
Right.
And so he does a lot of that with those guys. And then when it gets to a point where it's push or shove, then Jerry will jump in.
Yeah.
Because I've always said if he's trying to sell something, don't go into his office because you're going to buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You will not leave without buying. And I think, you know, that's kind of the hammer with dealing with players in the end. So
he's the
but
closer.
Again,
he didn't need to talk to him until it's time to close.
The whole time. Yeah, exactly. The whole thing, though, comes down to how much does he want?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know.
And that's what it sounds like when Steven's talking. It sounds like he's saying, look, we have thoughts, they have thoughts, and we got to figure out how to get there. That's what it sounds like is,
and
hey, you
side,
guys don't know what they're asking
yeah,
for.
And each side at the end makes some concessions, right?
Yeah. Sure.
And that's what happened with Dak. That's what happened with CD. It looked like, oh, they got what they, you know, wanted.
Yeah.
No, they wanted more. Or
well,
they wanted more guarantee.
And I thought, honestly, I know there are a lot of other headlines, and I understand all of that coming out of the presser yesterday. I thought the most interesting part of the press conference yesterday was, I believe it was Jerry, not Steven, when they were talking about if you negotiate a deal, like let's just say, for example, a year early, we all assume that it's on this certain schedule. But then he was like, the agents and the players know the direction the salary cap's going and the salary's going. And so I have to admit, I have been guilty of going off of that assumption that the number is where it is in 2025 because we're doing the deal a year early, as opposed to no, they've seen the schedule for 26, 27, 28, and that's maybe closer to where the number is.
So they're taking a preemptive strike, right?
And that was fascinating to me, and I will have to admit, I had not considered that when it came to the negotiations.
See, and then the team's looking at it as, we're giving you your money earlier than we need to.
Right.
So now you need to give us a break.
Yeah, which I
understand. And I'll give you a prime example of this whole thing. Greg Ellis. I think it was his second contract, and he signed like a 6 or 7 year deal. Well, after 4 years, the same thing happened, right?
Yeah.
The salary cap went sky high.
Right.
The base or what the going rate was for a defensive end went sky high. And now he's looking at it like, well, I'm making this little bit, and these guys are making so much. And he was bitching and moaning. And we were back then, we had this old timers luncheon once a month, and Pat Summerall was part of it. And he would show up. It used to be the North Point off of 635 and I think Webb Chapel or Joe. I think it was Webb Chapel.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he shows up and he looked at me and he goes, what's wrong with Greg? Why is he unhappy? And I explained to him about the cap going up and his salary that he signed 3 or 4 years ago is not where it is.
It's not competitive anymore.
And I said, you know what? He just came around too soon. And Summerall, with his deep voice, goes, we all came around too soon.
I could definitely see that. Man, Mickey, thank you very much, good sir. We'll have you at this spot all week long.
Absolutely. And we're actually going to... Well, it's kind of a practice, right? It's a mini camp practice.
Sure.
But we might be able to talk football.
Yeah, look, hey, I could already see that Mickey was in regular season,
yeah.
Or you were in like ready to go mode for one of the Cowboys questions, and the website's number one question was, are the Cowboys contenders, or have they done enough to be contenders? And straight away, we got classic Mickey when he goes, contending for what? A playoff spot? The NFC East? A winning record? Like, I love that you straight away were like, all right, I think the premise of your question is false. Here's my question, and I really
and we hadn't seen a practice in pads yet, right?
Exactly.
On our way.
Thank you very much,
all right,
good
guys,
sir.
Good
we'll
to
catch
be
up
with
you.
You
again. Probably a practice and again tomorrow.
All righty.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan and the Wild Fork Foods Hot Seat. Wild Fork ElitePetFoods.com. Elite Game Day Grilling Favorites. Coming up next, it's time for some baseball nuggets. But we are at training camp, so maybe we'll mix some football in too. Next, right here on The Fan.
And Young swings the first pitch. That one's blasted out to left center. Soderstrom back. He looks. It's out of here. Welcome back to the big leagues. Josh Young, a solo home run, and the Rangers strike first. They lead 1-0.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, asking the questions that matter. Like, did it take me one sentence to make the Cowboys angry just now, Corey? That probably wasn't the best sentence.
When you told Bront to get us a guest,
yeah.
And that made you mad?
No, I'm saying, did that make them mad?
Oh, yeah, probably
so. I didn't say it in the most diplomatic way.
Yeah,
possible.
You're just like, do it now! There was a time, by the way, where Kevin and I worked at a newspaper, and I posted a sign up on Kevin's cubicle that Kevin was a taskmaster, if you will. And Kevin wrote on the sign, get back to work sign. So, like, that's the
yeah.
If you want to know Kevin's mentality,
yeah,
that he even told a sign to work harder. So
that sign could have worked harder. Right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick free AC repair and replacement. It's time for baseball nuggets, and let's start, of course, with the Texas Rangers. They have a 7-2 victory over the A's. We're going to talk more in depth about that game specifically and other wish list items you might have for Corey Majors, but just wanted to go ahead and throw it out there. Is you got a great win last night. You got a whole bunch of remarkable firsts. You had Jack Leiter looking good, especially with that kick change, and now the Rangers are back above 500, 51-50, and like, this is a series against an opponent that is not very good. So if you heard Chris Young on the G-Bag Nation yesterday and you're like, we might need to do more to convince him to make some trades, this is how it starts. Because you still got, what, 9 days? 9 days to try to figure it out. But, I mean, I did think it kind of sounded like maybe we're not going to do a whole lot.
And that's kind of where I've been for months now. I mean, I think before the season,
Makes sense.
As the baseball show record, I think we've been kind of trying to prepare people for that this entire time. And I don't think that's changed at all. And I think, quite honestly, Kevin, if the guys that are on this team can play well, like if they can hit, I think Chris Young thinks this is a contender.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's looking at it going, I don't think we need much more because we have the pitching to win. What I've really enjoyed, Kevin, and I know this is going to sound cheesy, but it's been a journey for Kamar Rocker and Jack Leiter. And I've enjoyed this journey for them this year. And watching Jack Leiter kind of get to a point now where he's like, oh, this is just how I do my business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of like, oh, my gosh, this is my chance to show the world and I got to get all in. He's just like, oh, I just got to go out there and do my business. And that's what it looks like Rocker did the other night, too. Just going out there and getting things done, setting my team up for success is just how it's like breathing for me. It's a non-negotiable, as they say in the Bear.
Now, the Philadelphia Phillies hadn't had a walk-off home run at their ballpark in more than 2 years.
Okay.
Edmund Sosa had never had a walk-off anything. And it was a play so nondescript that if you look in the photographer's well, they all leaned back and took a break before they all had to spring back into action and take pictures, as there was indeed a walk-off on a catcher's interference last night to give the Phillies a 3-2 win over the Red Sox. Seriously, if you get the opportunity to see the video, all the people in the photographer's well, they were like taking pictures of the pitch. Then they all just kind of take a break. A couple of them like relaxing their shoulders real quick. And then they all spring back into action. They're like, oh my God, wait a second, is the game over? And so that catcher's interference call ended the game. And it was a walk-off catcher's interference for the first time in Major League Baseball since the Dodgers got one against the Reds on August 1st of 1971.
I wasn't even alive yet.
Me neither.
So Brandon Marsh, the center fielder for the Phillies, was on third base at this time, and he even looked lost in the whole. Like he was trotting home, he's like, am I supposed to be running? I know he just told me to run home. And as soon as he touched the plate, though, like, that's when he sprinted off to first base to celebrate in the dark, because they turned the lights out on walk-offs, Kevin. And they all run to celebrate and everything, and then it was a really weird – it's a weird moment when something like that – it doesn't feel like you got closure out of the game. You know, like, you're just like, what just – everybody's questioning it. And then Bill Simmons – I told you yesterday, he posted, the Red Sox just found a new stupidest way to lose a game. And I was like, that's ridiculous.
I mean, I get that, especially since they intentionally walk somebody to load the bases, which facilitated for this anyways. But, all right, so as long as we're talking about stupid things.
Oh, no.
Let's say you were trying to catch
a fish.
A home run ball.
Okay, all right.
And you fall over the railing.
You immediately, your first thought is jump back over the railing, get in your seat, and hopefully nobody's going to arrest you.
Okay, but what if you fall, like, over the wall part?
Just lay on the ground and wait.
Okay.
For your
luckily,
doom.
Wrigley Field has prepared for such things, because this dude fell over the wall and fell into, I don't know, the people catcher? So, like, you know how, unfortunately...
So you didn't fall into the ivy, that little net area?
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, like at Topgolf.
Yes. So do you triumphantly hope you get the ball and raise it up, or do you slink back into your seat? And
you're get
like,
the ball.
I know, but, like, how do you celebrate that, or are you like, I'm a dumbass, I fell into the people catcher?
I mean, probably instinct immediately is, how do I make some... For me, how do I make the people laugh now?
Okay.
And so I'm probably standing up, showing it off, and then falling back down, and then trying to climb back over into the thing. But, yeah, that's probably what's going to happen is you want to show – maybe even run around the nets a little bit, Kevin.
Whoa.
Back and forth.
Is it built for that?
I don't know. He fell into it. You wasn't built for that, was it?
I think it literally was built for that.
Then, yeah, it might be built for me running around.
By the way, we talked about yesterday Eugenio Suarez. No player with 35 home runs or more had ever been traded in the MLB season. Hasn't been traded yet, but he hit another home run last night. That's number 36. Also, he has 5 home runs in the last 3 games. So, it's feeling, I know we're at 90% yesterday, but it's feeling more and more likely like he will get traded and make some major league history along the way.
He belongs on a contender.
No.
Yeah, he does. The Rangers. Actually, we don't need him. We got Josh Young, baby. We're back.
Okay. So you're feeling good about that?
Yeah, we're fine.
We talked about it. Back-to-back home runs in the minor league come up. Bam. Kansas City Royals today. They're going to call up 45-year-old pitcher Rich Hill to make the start against the Cubs. He will tie Edwin Jackson for the most franchises played for in MLB history. What do you think that number is?
Most franchises played for in history, I'm going to say 16.
Ooh, close. 14.
Oh, wow.
So,
Rich, he's got some work to do.
Yeah, I mean, to get to your number.
Yeah.
This is tied for the record. And this is not as long as you would think. First pitcher 45 years or older to appear in a game. And that feels like pretty old for baseball.
Considering Jamie Moyer lived.
Yes. That's a good point. Since Bartolo Colon only 7 years ago.
Okay.
So,
not that it happens all the time then.
Not as rare as you might think. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, live from Oxnard, courtesy of On Time Experts, Rhino Shield, and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. Coming up next, who are the most interesting NFL teams to you heading into the 2025 season? And maybe the teams under the most pressure. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.